हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम. So in this text, Panchadashi, the second chapter, the Mahabhutani, the five elements are analyzed actually to arrive at the reality Brahman. By way of analyzing the elements here, Vidyarana Swami takes this sentence, Ekame Sadeva Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam. Sat alone was there before. Nothing arhat existed here. He takes that sentence and here, for initially he established Yeva. Then he took the previous verses we saw Asit. The word Asit was taken for analysis. And he explained how Asit. Then now he's in this verse. We are to the 38th verse today. Let us see it from the 37th verse. Kartavyam kurute vakyam brute dharyasya dharanam ityadi vasana vishtam pratyasi saditi ranam. So in this verse, Udyarana Swami explained, given answer for the question, that why the word sat asit, I mean two words coming from the same root, the sat also come from the root as, and asit, the verb on the root as, same root. So why it was used? The answer was asked. So he said, before the universe was created, what was, it means what was there, even for the manifestation, for something to manifest, there must be source of manifestation. See, why the question comes here, let me tell you. And the people who are given to the understanding that there is universe, and this universe has been created. The universe has been created newly means it was not there before. And before nothing was there, people said that before the cause was there, but the effect was not there. Nevertheless, the universe has been created. So there are many schools of thought and then theories of creation. So, but whereas the Vedanti says there is no creation at all, there's only manifestation. So manifestation means what? Nothing has been created newly. The universe is only manifestation of what was there before, means nothing has been created newly. Before, it means before this universe came into existence, before the manifestation, what was pure existence. The absolute reality alone was there in terms of, which is in the form of existence. And which is simply the term Brahman, Hateva, Asit. Therefore, here the question comes, why do we use Sat and Asit? Existence alone existed. Means the question was what? What is the question? We say the Sat alone was, which means Sat alone is, we say, and the two different verbs are used, indicating the past time and the present time. Does it mean the reality which obtained before was different from the reality which obtains now? Are there two existences? That was the question. No. The reality which was, which alone was, alone is now also. There's no difference on the part of the reality obtaining in the form of existence. Existence is the same. The time is only with reference, the time indicated is reference to the forms, names and functions which were unmanifest before and now which are manifest. Okay. Only with reference to these forms, names and functions which become unmanifest and manifest, refer to them, the time is indicated by these two verbs, asit and asti. There's no difference between on the part of existence, obtaining before and now. In fact, it is the very truth. It is explained very well in the previous verse. Then, even if we say Sat Asit, if we say, for the word Sat means existence, Asit means existed, but both the root word is what? Us. Isn't it? The same root. There is nothing wrong in using such expressions. In the two words indicate the same thing. Nothing wrong. Why? Because in the day-to-day transactions, we do use such terms to communicate effectively. We do such expressions. Nothing wrong. That he established in that verse we saw, the previous verse. Now, here onwards. Kala bhave pure tyuktihi. 38 verse I'm doing. Kala bhave pure tyuktihi. Kala vasanaya yutam. Sishyam pretyeva tenatra. Pitiyam nahi shankyate. Kala bhave pure tyuktihi. Kala vasanaya yutam. Sishyam pretyeva tenatra dvitiyam nahi shankyate. Now here, after having commented upon this one verb asit, now Vidyaranya Swami moves on to the next word. Now what is now taken for discussion in these verses? 38 and 13, the following words also. Agre. In that statement, Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit is going to go one by one, okay? Asit was taken when the discussion is over. Now, take Agre. Sat Eva Saumya Idam Agre Asit Ekam Eva Advitiyam. That whole sentence, the word agre is taken. Agre means what? Before. Agre means before. Before all these forms, name, unmanifest forms, names and functions, before they became manifest. When they were all unmanifest. Agre. Before their manifestation. Because Satras is not created. Sattvas. Sat is. Forms, names and functions are also were unmanifest. Now they are manifest. So before their manifestation, before the manifestation of forms, names and functions, which means what? Which is before the creation of the universe. Agre. means before. So here the what is the doubt? In this verse, doubt is not discussed. The doubt is assumed and the answer is given. Okay. Before understanding what is the answer Vidyarana Swami gives here and what is the doubt he assumes and gives the answer. Very, very important, isn't it? Let us understand here. When you say the word agre, listen to me carefully. The Nyaya philosopher's doubt is assumed and he answers the question for the Nyaya philosopher. Now what they do? Before mean the word before, agre, before. Suppose you use after. If you ask the question when, kada, if the question is asked, and the answer for that question will be in what now? Must be in seventh case, locative case. And then that indicates what? Time. Time, it indicates, isn't it? When you ask the question when, the answer must be in locative case and that indicates the time. Is it time? So agre mean, agre indicates time, before, after, on such and such a day, on, at this time, on this day, in this month, in this month or in the very beginning of the creation, in the beginning or before, after, at this time, on this day, if you say all these expressions indicate the time factor. See the time. Therefore, before the creation, there was only pure existence. Sat eva asit. He Saumya. Sat eva asit means kada, when, asit, pura, pra, agre. Agre is the expression before. Before the manifestation of forms, names and functions, there was only the reality, absolute, ultimate, abstract reality, the formless reality, in the form of pure existence. It is non-transactable, inaccessible, non-recognizable, non-describable reality in the form of pure existence alone was there. Yadeva asit. So the question is, he is asking, Before the creation of the universe, before this universe originated, before the manifestation of forms, names and functions, sat alone was means you are using the expression agre, and agre means before, which indicates time. So the before the universe created, there was time. Okay, before the universe came into existence, there must have been time. Before you are using the word agre, time also must have been there. It indicates time. Therefore, you cannot say sat alone was there. You can't talk about the non-dual reality sat. You can't say advaitam, non-dual reality, pure existence alone was there, you cannot say. You have to account for the time factor also. There was what? Sat was along with the time factor. How they think? Do we really need all these things? Yes. Now why? To become sharper. Time also was there. So there was dvaitam was there. Don't say there was non-dual reality. There was reality along with the time factor. Because you're talking about the condition what existed before the creation. And if the time wasn't there, how can you use the expression agre? The very fact you're using the expression agre, which means pura, prak, before, which means the before indicates time. Therefore, you can never say reality alone was there. Reality along with the time was there. Therefore, that you can talk about the duality. Dvaitam was there. Not advaitam was there. There, two factors were reality and time were there. This is the doubt of the Vijnaya philosopher. And that doubt is assumed by Vidyaranya Swami. And he gives an answer in this question. In this verse. He gives an answer for the doubt in this verse. He says, Kala Abhave. Kala Abhave. Please see the verse. Kala Abhave. If you say, hey Vedantin, if you say, before the origination of this universe, nothing was there, real existence alone was there, which means you're talking with that time also should not have been there, isn't it? Kala, before the forms, names and functions manifested, time factor also was not there. There was no time also. Kala Abhave. When there was no time. Kala Abhave. Kalasya Abhave. When there was no time at all. Why no time at all? Before the creation. The creation, the manifestation means the time comes along with other forms, names and functions. Time goes along other forms, names and functions. Time factor. Time, what is this time? Is it a concept? Is it a fact? What is this time? Is it a property? Is it a product? My God, what is this time? Time is intangible. Time also is intangible factor. But this time is intangible subtle factor. Definitely comes along with the forms, names and functions and resolves along with forms, names and functions. As part of the Jagat, time did not exist before, even the time fact did not exist. What existed was, what was only Brahman in the form of pure, the reality, improve the term Brahman, which has understood in terms of its nature of existence. Brahman alone was. Means Kala Abhave. Even when the time was not there, Pura Iti Uktihi. Pura means what? Pura is an expression for Agre. The Upanishadic expression is Agre. Vidyaranya Swami is a synonym. A similar expression is Agre. Pura, Agre are synonyms. Pura Iti Uktihi. Agre Iti Uktihi. The expression agre, uktihi means expression, the word. Pura iti uktihi, agre iti uktihi, how can we use the word agre? Kala abhave, when there was no time factor, before the creation of everything, the expression pura agre, before, the expression before, indicating time, why was it used? Okay? And he gives answer. Why is it used? Kala Abhave. When the time was definitely not there. Existence alone was there. Okay. So this person's doubt is what? Sat was there. Along with the Sat, time factor also was there. That is his argument. And he has to say, no, time also was not there. He wants to establish time to be absolute. No, time is relative. Time came along with the forms, names and functions only. Therefore, yes, it's Kala Abhave. When the time also was not there, nothing was there other than the existence Brahman. Pura iti uktihi. Why I use the expression Pura Agre? Why is Upanishad using the word Agre? Because கால வாசனையாயுத்தம் சிஷ்யம் பிரத்யேவ. பிகாஸ் திஸ் அத்வைத்தம் இஸ் நவ் அத்வைத்தம் தி நான் டுவல் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் அன்போல்ட் இஸ் ரிவீல்ட் டு தாட் டு அ ஸ்டூடெண்ட் சிஷ்ய டிசிபிள் அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் ஏ கால வாசனையாயுத்தா ஹூ இஸ் வாட் நவ் ஹூ இஸ் கிவன் டு திஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் த டைம் எவ்ரிதிங் ஃபார் ஹிம் இஸ் டைம் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் Because the student is the one who is born in time and who is living in time and who is studying in time and he is endowed with the understanding of the time. Everything for him goes with the time. Therefore, he is a kala vasanaya yutaha. And for such a person, and the one who came in time, the mind just come in time, exists in time, and pursues everything in time, such a student has to be addressed here. And he has to understand the time with the one endowed with time bound mind, time bound physical body, time bound instruments, and living time bound a world of objects. And he has to be taught what? The timeless reality. Therefore, the expression agre has to be used. The expression agre, the pura, prak, the before. The word before is used in the sentence. Why? To make who has been taught here. What was only non-dual reality, sub-existence. Time also was not there. There was no duality at all. There were no divisions at all. Reality and time, don't say that. Reality in the form of pure existence alone was there. Time was not there before the creation. The word expression indicating time is used in the sentence because the one who is taught this, given this vision of non-duality is the disciple who is endowed, who has to use his time-bound mind to understand this fact and who is endowed time-bound body and who is living in the world of objects which are time-bound, isn't it? Therefore, is kala vasanaya yutaha sishya to teach him. This word agre is used, therefore tena atra dvitiyam nahi shankyate. Therefore it is not at all doubted that there might have been time factor along with the sat. You need not have any doubt at all about the time factor being there before the manifestation of forms, names and functions in terms of creation of the world. Am I very clear or not? Nod your heads, please. Okay. Time was not there. Vidyaya Swami takes so much detail in everything discussed. Now, in this verse, you all must be 100% convinced. Kalaha is not like any other form, name and function. Intangible concept, isn't it? It is also relative. It was not there before the universe came into existence. There's only pure existence. There's only reality in terms of pure existence was there. Which means, was is also used again to what? To say that is there, that alone is now also. Anyway, therefore that answer is given. Dvitiyam nahi shankyate. Second thing other than the reality in the form of existence should not be doubted at all. There's no question of thinking of time as another factor along with the existence. Dvitiyam nahi shankyate. Okay. This is the myth. Now. Chodyam va pariharo va. Chodyam va pariharo va. Kriyatam dvaita bhashaya. Advaita bhashaya chodyam. Nasti napita duttaram. Chodyam va pariharo va kriyatam dvaita bhashaya advaita bhashaya chodyam Nasti napita duttaram. Chodyam va pariharo va kriyatam dvaita bhashaya. Advaita bhashaya chodyam nasti napita duttaram. Another interesting thing. Chodyam means question. Pariharaha va kriyatam dvaita bhashaya. Advaitam, we take the expression advaitam, means what? Non-dual reality. So this absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is essentially of the nature of pure existence, and it's a non-dual, secondless reality. Okay? That Advaitam reality alone was there, the only reality. We said they don't say one, only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. Yekam, Advayam, Advitiyam, Vastu. Alone was there means, then we cannot talk about action. Isn't it? No Kriya is possible. Therefore, we cannot even, no verb is possible. The verb indicates an action. Therefore, the verb itself is not possible. One thing alone was no action, no karma, no action. No verb can be used. Then, anything related to the verb, all the karakas, the subject, object, the verb, complement, or subject predicate, you know, are karakas, are the instrument, nothing can be, there can't be anything. There can't be verb, there can't be action, there can't be karakas, oh, there can't be divisions also. Subject, object, verb, etc. Divisions are not possible. Nothing is possible. When the no word is possible, no shabda, no word is possible. No word can be used to imply or indicate, reveal the reality. Because before the creation means before the manifestation of forms, names and functions, what was one indivisible, non-dual, partless, secondless, non-dual reality, the whole. When you say, and you cannot use the verb, you cannot use, talk, the, you can't talk about this action, you can't talk about anything, the karaka which go with the actions, the no subject object division. No word can be used to reveal that reality. Therefore, how can there be any questions about the reality? Chodyam, isn't it? Na chodyam, na pariharaha. Therefore, no activity possible. Kriyatam dvaita bhashaya. But advaita bhashaya chodyam nasti. Napi tadu uttaram. Therefore, no question can be raised, no answer also can be given. No question, with reference to non-dual reality, no question can be raised, no answer can be given also. Question itself cannot be given, why the question giving an answer? Then how to reveal it? Mauna vyakya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvahanam. So, Dakshinamurti is personified. What is Dakshinamurti? The Dakshinamurti is personification of pure jnanam. The pure jnanarajh is of the nature of silence. That is why mauna vyakyanam. Only Dakshinamurti can be Mauni Baba, Swamiji used to say. All other teachers should open their mouth and speak. They have to communicate. Otherwise, nothing will come. Okay? Nothing will, others will go, the anxiety will burst into, your head will break into pieces. not knowing, isn't it? Other teacher means you have to speak, communicate. So, but there's a teacher, so it's different. But here, what Advaitam means, what now? Bhashaya, Advaita Bhashaya, Chodyam Nasti. Advaita Bhasha means what now? With reference to non-duality of the reality, when you talk about the reality, no word can be used to talk about the reality which alone was before the manifestation of the forms, names and functions, before the origination of creation. What was only non-dual reality means no question can be raised, no answer can be given. Why? Because there can't be action. There can't be verb. There's no action means actionlessness is the surupam of the reality. Therefore, there can't be action. And there can't be verb. There can be verb-related karakas. Other words, the division also is not possible. Isn't it? How can we use the words? We can't use the words also. Not till here. And what is indicated here is, the answer is given, and this person, this another person, and he says, so no word can be used. And the question comes, and why do we use all these words then? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. What this verse tells is, you can use the words. The words can be used only to refer to the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of the world, time and space. We cannot, what is beyond time and space? Beyond, in the sense, what is distinct from time and space and what is distinct from the forms, names and functions which exists within the realm of time and space, that cannot, no word can be used to reveal that. So words have their limitations. Isn't it? In fact, yato vacho nivartante, the words come back, isn't it? Being incapable of revealing the reality. So where can we use the words? The question comes. Where the question can be raised? Where can we find answers for the questions? Regarding which things can we raise questions? Regarding answers can be given? Regarding which all the questions can be raised? Any number of questions can be raised? Any number of answers can be given? Only regarding the objects, the forms and functions existing within the realm of time and space. But now, Advaitam is non-duality, is reality. And that reality is distinct from time and space and all the forms, names and functions exist in the realm of time and space. And that reality, no word can be used because before the word originated, reality was something which was there before the word originated, before the word manifested. Therefore, how can we talk about the reality now which existed even before the word originated? Isn't it? The reality which existed before the origination of the word cannot be discussed at all. Is it? Cannot be discussed at all. Therefore, no question can be raised, no doubt also, no answer also can be given. That is what is said here. But still, Shastram has to use the words. Is it? Advaitam. So, Advaita Bhashaya, Chodyam Nasti, Na Api Tad Uttaram. No question is possible. No answer is possible. No word can be used. Therefore, but still Shastram has to use the words. But still Vedanta Shastram has to use only the words. Why? Because what if using the words has to make the person understand the timeless reality. The Vedanta is using the words. It has its own way of using the words here. Having said that, and what are the words used to reveal the reality? That he is going to say in the following words. Even though word cannot reveal the reality which is discussed, which is unfolded here, is something which existed even before the word originated. Even before the when it was there, when the time was not there, but here. And what is that reality? How Shastram uses? That is said in the next verse. Now, in the 40th verse, now he moves on from the word agre to sat. Sat eva idam agre asit. In that, he explained idam. He explained idam, we already have seen. Idam is what? Idam stands for the whole world of five elements, the elementals. We already seen that. Idam, agre, asit, three words are over. It's come to word sat. Sat eva idam agre asit. Isn't it? Now what is the word? Sat. Now what is sat here? How sat is the non-dual reality. Advaitam satyam. And what satyam? He is talking about sat here. Tada smitag, tada stimita gambhiram. See, now you may think, what is Swamiji is talking? So too many words he's talking, it may sound like that. Just bear with me, be with me. And but at the end of the chapter, when I give a summary, and you will be very happy how much has gone into your head. To assess how much has gone into your head without your knowledge, when everything is put together, you will be very happy to know. Okay? Now just listen, it's enough. Now it may sound up. Please understand, now the 40th verse, what now? The word sat is taken for unfoldment here. Tada stimita gambhiram. Tada stimita gambhiram. Natejo natamastatam. Natejo natamastatam. Anakhyamanabhivyaktam. Anakhyamanabhivyaktam. Satkinchidavasishyate. Satkinchidavasishyate. Tadastimita gambhiram. Natejo natamastatam. Anakhyamanabhivyaktam satkinchidavasishyate. He Vidyaranya Swami indirectly expresses no word can be used to reveal the reality. Even the word sat cannot be used. But helplessly we are using the word sat. Jnanam, satyam, brahma, atma, you know, chitta, chittihi, chaitanyam, sat, no word can be used. But still, no, so the word sat has to be used. What is it? He says, tada. Tada means what? Agre. Agre means before. Tada, then, before all these unmanifest forms, names and functions, before they became manifest, when the time was not there, space also was not there, okay, that time, what was? Stimita gambhiram. Timitam means motionless. Without any motion, without any movement. Changeless, motionless, silent. Stimita. Then, there was reality which is of the nature of motionlessness. The word stimita indicates achalatvam. In Gita language, achalaha sthanuhu. Isn't it? So stimita is equal to achalaha sthanuhu. Which means stimita, what was of the nature of, now I'm going to say that or this, okay? What was of the nature of motionlessness? The reality is revealed in terms of its nature of motionlessness, stimita. Then, gambhiram. So, gambhiram means what? Literally, the word gambhiram means, Tamil gambhiram is different. Mapla gambhiram or parna. Not that gambhiram, okay? He comes with a savali, kai hai, form, nice dress, somebody comes, pah, gambhira dorna, they say. But here, the word gambhiram means deep. Unfathomable, isn't it? Deep. But in this context, the word does not mean deep also. The gambhiram indicates here inconceivability of the atma. Okay? Gambhiram means manasaha agocharatvam. The reality being inconceivable. It cannot be conceived. If I tell you I have severe headache, you all cannot see my headache, but you can conceive, isn't it? You cannot see through, you can see my head through your eyes, but you cannot see my headache through your eyes. And you can understand what headache will be if at all you had a headache sometime, okay? You know what headache is, you can conceive. So, but now the jasmine. I don't have any jasmine in my hand. But when I tell the word jasmine, you can think of the form, isn't it? You don't see jasmine through your physical eyes. And there's, because you are sitting away from where? Far away from me. Very far in Australia, Sydney. I'm somewhere in this, you are in the evening, night time. I'm in the morning time. My God. Time wise, we're far distant. And it's spatially also far, far distant, but still I mean to say, know how fragrant the jasmine is, you can conceive, isn't it? The fragrance of jasmine is what? Conceivable for you. But here, we say the reality, the consciousness or existence is not even conceivable, isn't it? Therefore, gambhiram in this context does not mean deep or unfathomable, etc., fathomless, etc. Here it means inconceivable. Isn't it? You can't think, you can't crush and understand what it is. No. So, stimita gambhiram, the two words implies what? Indicates the nature, reality in terms of its nature of the motionlessness and is not available for thought conception. Then, na tejaha, what again? Na tamaha, beautiful. Tejaha here means light. Tamaha means darkness. See, reality is not the light or darkness. Reality is not the ignorance or knowledge. Amazing. Very careful here. Huh? Reality is not even the light, not even darkness. Tejaha and tamaha, light and darkness are mutually exclusive or opposed to each other. ஒன் கெனாட் பி இன் தி பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி அதர். பரம விரோதி, துரத்தி தட்டிடுவான், அப்படிதான் இருக்க முடியும். He can't, they can't coexist, isn't it? Tejaha and darkness. Tejaha and tamaha. So, na tejaha, na tamaha. But reality is not opposed. Why? Reality is always, isn't it? So, reality is distinct from darkness and light. Because reality is not opposed to darkness or not opposed to light. But light and darkness are opposed to each other. Reality is not opposed to anything. Reality, in fact, the darkness also exists in reality. Light also exists in reality. Light, isn't it? Whereas reality is something which illumines both darkness and light. In fact, ignorance, reality is neither the ignorance nor the knowledge. I mean, not the, I mean the manifest knowledge. Because they, where you say the ignorance and knowledge, we talk about the ignorance and knowledge. Knowledge and ignorance are opposed to each other. Okay? And they what know? They, when there is ignorance, there is knowledge. No knowledge. There is knowledge, there is no ignorance. Therefore, but both, reality is not opposed to any of these things. Isn't it? Reality is the locus for both knowledge and ignorance. Light and darkness. So, na tejaha, na tamaha. Reality is not light or not the darkness. Then tatam. Tatam means what? Sarvagatam. Sarvatra vyaptam. All pervasive. Okay. All pervasive means what? All pervasive means, not that pervades on the entire space. It is spatially limitless. It is not if we enough if we say simply all pervasive, which means wherever the space is, there reality is. No, it is, of course, pervades the space, thereby is spatially limitless. See, if you say simply all pervasive, it only tells what? It pervades the entire space. No, it pervades the space means it is spatially limitless. The all pervasive space is pervaded by the reality. So this is space also is what? Very important, two important factors. There are some people who accept the forms, names and functions coming into existence later on. But they can't understand the fact that space also is time bound. They can't understand. The people who think time and space are subtle factors and they think time and space exists along with they've uncreated. They have some use. Therefore, here it is made very clear. The word tatam says what? The sat, the reality obtaining in the form of pure existence, is of the nature of motionlessness. Existence does not move, isn't it? And is what? It is not conceivable. Then it is not, it is distinct from light and darkness. Which is then opposed to anything. Then tatam, it is free from spatial limitation. Tatam means spatially limitless. And this is anakhyam. Anakhyam means, akhyam means explicable. Anakhyam means inexplicable, indescribable. Just now we saw no word can describe because word itself came along with, isn't it? Word is what? Word originated. Word also is part of Jagat only. Shabda Brahma, Nada Brahma. Isn't it? Everything is Brahma for us. Anna Brahma, Prana Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Why? But Brahman is not anything. Therefore, we say Shabda also originated later on. Therefore, word also cannot describe. Very clear. So, no time was there before. No space was there before. no forms were there, no functions were there, no names were, words also were there. No word can describe the reality, inexplicable. We say, anakhyam. How can the reality which existed before the origination of the word be explained by the words or described to the words? They were inexplicable, indescribable, anakhyam. Then anabhivyaktam. Next is what? Anabhivyaktam. See, vyaktam means, literally it means manifest. You understand, no? What is manifest means? Being perceptible. Being perceptible is called a vyaktam. Abhivyaktam means clearly being perceptible. Available for perception is what? Abhivyaktam. Clearly, distinguishably perceptible, isn't it? Perceived through eyes or perceived through ears, perceived through nose or smell, sorry, tongue or skin. So perceptible through any of these sense organs. Abhivyaktam. But here, reality is anabhivyaktam, imperceptible through the sense organs. So here, gambhiram indicates manasaha agocharatvam and anabhivyaktam indicates indriya agocharatvam. Not available for thought conception, not available for word description, not available for sense perception. Isn't it? So anakhyam, anabhivyaktam, reality, for the reality to be available for perception, it must have what? It must have attributes. It must have gunas. It is nirgunam. It is attributeless. Therefore, it is not available for perception also. It is not an object. Reality is not even object. Nor is it subject, to be frank. You know, subject, object, division itself is not there on the part of reality. Subject, object, division itself is not there on the part of reality. Therefore, reality is not the subject nor the object. Therefore, it is not available for objectification. Means, how can it be perceived? Anabhivyaktam. So beautiful to understand. Even the sense powers themselves are what? Manifestations. Isn't it? And how can the forms which are dependent on the forms are what now? Are perceptible here. But here, reality which is source of the manifestations can never be the perceptible through the manifested powers. Or anabhivyaktam. Therefore, now what the thing now? He stops there. Tada, what was before Agre, Pura, before the forms, names and functions along with the time and space originated and expanded here. No, the Desha, Kala, Kalana, isn't it? The time and space came and in the time and space, all these forms, names and functions got expanded and then they became manifest. But before that, what was there? Reality was the absolute reality, the ultimate truth was there. What was there? The pure existence. Or how was it? Stimita gambhiram na tejaha na tamaha tatam anakhyam anabhivyaktam sat eva asit. You see here, so this, the reality which is of the nature of motionlessness, which is inconceivable and which is not opposed to light and darkness, which is the very source of everything, which is distinct from all of them, and which is spatially limitless, which is inexplicable, available for word description, and which is also imperceptible, isn't it? Not available for sense perception. See, if something is not available for sense perception, word description, or thought conception, and how can it talk about it? Then even what is available for thought conception also cannot be described. We cannot describe our own anger. What is anger? You can take something and break it angry. Isn't it? So, anger can be expressed but not described. Jealousy can be expressed, not described. Even what is available for thought conception cannot be described. And how can which is not available for thought conception, inconceivable, be described? Isn't it? Everything is expression of the reality. Reality cannot be expressed. Though if the word is expression of the reality, can be expressed. Inexpressible, isn't it? That's why he say, no word can be used. No word can be used. I made very, very clear when I did this works, this Brahma Gyanavali Mara text I did, also I explained very clearly, word is any word, any pronoun, any meaningful sound, shabdaha, padam, is what expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought for which the source is the reality. So the reality, the source of the manifestation of knowledge, must be of the nature of pure knowledge. The source of knowledge must be pure knowledge. How can inner thing be the source of knowledge? Isn't it? The source of knowledge must be pure knowledge, and that knowledge cannot be an object of thought. I explained it. So here, the no word can be used, anakhyam, anabhivyaktam. Therefore he says, sat kinchit avasishyate. He says, helplessly, okay, we have to do some whatever. Somehow we have to compromise here to use the expression sat. Even the word sat you cannot use to indicate what was there before. Isn't it? But still, doesn't matter. The word sat, kinchit avasishyate. At least we use this. Kinchit means what? No, kinchit literally means little, koncham. But here, little, but in this context, the word sat is used. You know, we have to really compromise a bit. Even though no word can be used to indicate the reality, we have to compromise a bit somehow for the sake of teaching that the word sat can be used to indicate the reality. Okay? Even the word sat cannot be used, but still we are using the word sat. That is what is implied by the expression kinchit here. Konja paniklame. At least use this word little. That's the meaning. The sat kinchit avasishyate. Helpless. The word kinchit is, the word sat is available here. We have to use this word. Even though it is not appropriate to use the word sat also, we helplessly, you know, we have to use this expression sat to imply the reality, not to indicate directly. Thank God, Shastram always says, no word indicates the reality, even the word Atma or Brahma directly. Any word used only reveals, implies the reality in terms of its swarupam. Pa, evlo thadava, lakshathettu thadava, koti thadava swarupana. Riya, the word, one, no, multi, every class I tell this, reality, word implies the reality in terms of its nature. Abdingirdu, how many times I told you? This is about the sat. Okay. Now, So he agrees. Now, next person comes. Again, Nyaya philosopher, his doubt comes. Whenever the word begins with the nano, nano means what? Doubt. Okay. Expression of nano. Nano and the color, and the doubt. Okay. Okay. You know what these people are. Now, his story is meant, let me tell you. The 41st verse. Now, Vidyarana Swami answers. His answer to the doubt, assumed doubt again. We have to understand the doubt, then let us understand what is the answer he is giving. See, the Nyaya philosopher, according to that, let us understand what they what is their view. According to Nyaya philosopher, there were originally, they do not believe the creation of five elements. See, they are of the view the universe has been created. There is creation. And in this creation also, what only four elements have been created. They can't understand the space also has been created. The space already existed for them. So air, fire, water, earth. The four elements have been created later on. And from this, already there was space. And here before, and before this creation, before the creation of the four elements, so space was there. Before the creation of four elements, there were atoms originally. Atoms were created. Suppose the atom of corresponding element, suppose before we say space, that the earth was, means before there was atoms pertaining to the earth were there. They call, you use them, anuhu, paramanuhu. Paramanuhu means atom. So there was this paramanus, paramanavaha, the atoms pertaining to the earth, atoms pertaining to the air. So we can say bhumi paramanuhu, then vayu paramanuhu, agni paramanuhu, jala paramanuhu. So this is paramanavaha, only paramanus were there. There were atoms, and these atoms pertain to each element, corresponding element. And these paramanus, two paramanus come together, and they what now? There came the molecule, big molecule, small molecules. And from there, then the two small molecules come together, then became the big molecules. Again, these molecules come together, then come the corresponding the elements. So originally, the four elements were created, and before the creation, there were only atoms, paramanus. Therefore, he says, and now according to space, therefore, space has been not been created. And what Advaiti says, Vedanti says, Vedanti says, space also was not there. Space also was not there. And he, before he established, time also was not there. And here, this person is given to the belief, before everything originated, definitely there was, okay, you can say sattvas, along with the sat, space also was there. So existence along with the space was, then there again you can't talk about the non-duality, you have to say duality, division, isn't it? The two things were there before the creation. What were they? Space was a sattvas. So how can you say only sattva alone was there? Why do you say space was not there? Isn't it? That is his question, that is the doubt. So nanu, can you see the verse? ननु भूम्यादिकम् ननु भूम्यादिकम् मा भूत् परमाण्वन्तनाशतः ननु भूम्यादिकम् मा भूत् परमाण्वन्तनाशतः कथं ते वियतो सत्त्वम् कथं ते वियतो सत्त्वम् बुद्धिमारोहतीति चेत् बुद्धिमारोहतीति चेत् कथं ते वियतो सत्त्वम् बुद्धिमारोहतीति चेत् ननु भूम्यादिकम् मा भूत् परमाण्वन्तनाशतः कथं ते वियतो सत्त्वम् बुद्धिमारोहतीति चेत्. So here he says, Bhumyadikam. Bhumyadikam means what? The four elements. Bhumi, Adi, Chatvari, Mahabhutani. Okay. Boom, earth, etc. Earth, water, fire, and air. These four elements. Mahabhut. Okay. Paramanvantanashataha means these four elements which are reducible, deductible, reducible to the atoms. Paramanavaha. Antanashataha means what? You can reduce the elements, gross elements, to what? Reduce to the paramanus. So antanash, paramanu anta, to the paramanu. Nashataha means what now? Reducible. When you reduce, no? To what? How far can they be reduced to, until what? Until they become paramanus. So he says, Bhumyadikam, all these four elements, such as earth, etc., which are reducible, paramanu antanashataha, which are reducible to the paramanus, mabhut, they were not there before, I can understand. Okay, these elements which are reducible to the paramanus, were not there before the creation, I can understand. But, katham te viyataha asatvam. Viyat means space. Viyataha asatvam. How can you talk about the non-existence? How can you talk about this space being not there before the creation of these four elements, which are reducible to paramanus? There must have been space along with the reality. You know what they say? Katham te viyataha asattvam buddhim arohati. Viyataha asattvam katham te buddhim arohati. How is it possible for you to think? How does your intellect not see that space was there before the elements which are reducible to paramanus originated? The space was already there. How come that you don't see this? Iti chet, if you ask the question. So answer is given. See, slowly, sattalon was means maximum people can think of forms, names and functions were not there. But they, it's very difficult for sharp intellect people to accept that space did not exist before. There are some people who can accept this fact that time also did not exist before. They want to know time and space, the concept of time and space with reference to Shastras, was a, Swamiji's one, he was a brilliant talk once upon he gave. Anyway, now you can understand. Now I understand, oh, Swamiji was so eloquent. Why? Vidyaranya Swami was always sitting in his mind. That's why he could talk very well. Isn't it? It's all Shastram. Shastram goes in, water comes out, will be wisdom. Shastram is not there, rubbish. Isn't it? What comes out of your mouth, my wisdom or what it is? Tell Shastram. Shastram e vais karoti. Anyan, sarvan. Okay. So here the question is, there was reality, okay. Now he doesn't talk about reality. He says, for him, this person does not want to listen to, want to know Satya existed before or not. For him, space existed before the creation is the point. Okay. Space was there. So he cannot stand that to hear somebody saying space also is relative. For him, space is absolute. Space was there. Space is not relative because for his space is mind-boggling because we don't know where the space begins and where the space ends. And space is all accommodative. Everything is in space. Because the forms which are perceptible and the names are indicating those perceptible forms and the function, the utility of these forms, everything where he experienced only in space. So nothing is outside of space. The space is subtle. Because the subtler the vastu, the more persuasive it is. For him, space is the subtlest of all the elements. Because space is accommodates everything. The space is not created. Space is all that is there. That is why, according to him, only four elements are created. And the four elements also, originally they were like only atoms. So we say the atom, paramanavaha. And how the paramanavaha, the atoms became molecules and, okay, then how they become the gross elements. Then he has his own way of explaining things. Of course, there's a lot of thinking involved. Those are not that they really intelligent people. They also think very brilliant people, but still they have limitation in their thinking. The problem is for them very difficult to accept that space was not there before. Space also is manifestation. See, they think the elements have been created, not manifest. There's no understanding of manifestation at all. All their exploration, all their examination, or only within the realm of the matter only. That is why it's difficult for them to understand the concept of manifestation. They talk only about the creation. Everything is a creation of elements. And the paramanus were there and they became elements. They're all right. Within the realm of the material world, there's certain things, facts are right. There are certain things are right. But where they go wrong, difficult for them to accept the space also has been created. It's a manifestation. For them, space was there before. They have to say, we don't say space is created. Space, nothing is created here. Time is also not created. Space also is not created. So anything exists within the realm of time, space, and time and space also create. Nothing is created. Nothing is destroyed. Shastram only says, time is also manifestation of knowledge. Space also is manifestation of knowledge. And all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space are all manifestations. The whole jagat is manifestation. Nothing is created. And for this manifestation, there must be a substratum, adhara, adhishtanam, and that is reality is implied by the term sat existence, which alone is in the form of all this. That's what Vedanta says. We don't talk about creation at all. And these people are given to the idea of everything being newly created. And here the problem is, it is difficult for them to digest the fact that space was not there before. Space also is manifestation. Means For them, space is not manifestation. Space is not created newly. Space was there along with the Sattva. Therefore, the idea is, how is it possible for us, for it to say, the space also was not there. How can you say space was not there before? Here, Vidyanagami's idea is, he has established the fact pure reality in the form of pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness alone was there. Unarvennum iruppe irundadu. Isn't it? Iruppaga unarve irundadu. There was only mere pure existence in the form of pure knowledge. Never exist, pure existence is nothing but pure knowledge which alone was there. Okay, there's nothing else. This one secondless non-dual reality was there in the form of, in terms of pure knowledge. The space also is not there. The space also come along with the time only. Therefore, that he has to establish. The question was asked, and that's why Sat alone was, is explained to say, space also was not there. Space also is relative. Even though space is spatially relative. Sorry, space is spatially limitless. Space is spatially limitless. And even though space is all accommodative, avakasha pradata akashaha, still space is relative. Space also is manifestation of knowledge. Space does not exist out independently outside of the reality. Example, if you fall asleep, when the knowledge is not manifest, does space exist for you? If we say space is created, it's a problem. Vedantins, the great strength is in establishing the fact that nothing is created. Space also is not created. Means space also was there already. Time also was there already. All the forms were there already. Along with the forms, names were there already. The function they serve, the purpose they serve also were there already. Only thing is they were unmanifest before. And they are manifest now. The creation means a problem, isn't it? So this person is holding on to the view of creation. And for him, it is difficult to say no, space was not there. We don't say space was not there. Space was unmanifest, we say. Everything unmanifest, we say. And for him, no, space was there before. Elements were not there before. Elements have been created. And the reducible origin, they were in the form of Paramanavaha, some not clear. So here the answer is given, no, space also is relative. Sat alone was. Advaitam means space also. You can't talk about the space also. Space come again, Dvaitam comes, isn't it? No space, no time, nothing. Only Sat was there. Sadeva asit. And he makes it very clear. The following was, Atyantam. Atyantam nirjagad vyoma. Atyantam nirjagad vyoma. Yatha te buddhimashritam. Yatha te buddhimashritam. Tathaiva sannirakasham. Tathaiva sannirakasham. Kuto nashrayate matim. Kuto nashrayate matim. Tathaiva sannirakasham. Kuto nashrayate matim. He says, Atyantam nirjagad vyoma tatha yatha te buddhi mashritam. Beautiful. He says, nirjagad vyoma yatha te buddhim ashritam. See, there is a space, isn't it? You know, nirjagad vyoma. The space without the universe. Te buddhim ashritam. Where is space? The space vritti is not there. Space is not there. Isn't it? See, for any external object to be there, there will be corresponding cognition in the mind. In space, cognition must be there. Only then, externally, space exists. So, existence of the external space is dependent on the internal cognition, existence of the internal cognition of space, isn't it? Without the internal space cognition obtaining in the form of a thought, there will not be external space. Therefore, space is what? Existence of space presupposes the existence of the space cognition in the form of a thought. Therefore, space is, what is the space where space is accommodated? Buddhi. So, nirakasham. Next sentence needs a lot of unfoldment. I think I'm a bit tired now. It's late. And we'll take up the discussion next to a 42nd verse, isn't it? Yeah. 42nd verse is something very interesting verse. At least the, we'll see next class. Okay, 42nd verse take up. He's going to establish how space was not there before. And he's beautifully explained. See, Sat alone was there means he answered already why time is not there. He's also going to answer how space also was not there. Sat alone was there. Now he's, after having finished explaining the unfolding the words, agre, idam, asit, etc. He's come to the word Sat. And now he's, the time and space are very subtle factors. We are going to see how space also was not there. Sat alone was there. And what is the nature of the Sat, etc. We're going to continue. By time we'll summary, it become very clear for you. Okay? We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.